What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back into the Morning Toast. Happy Friday, Friday. Hallelujah. I'm so honored, humbled, and excited to be sitting down with one of my best friends, Celine Dion's number one fan, the best dog dad in the world, and world-renowned travel expert, Brian Kelly, the points guy. Hello, Brian.
Thanks for having me. You can also add world-class equestrian.
Yes. Oh, you are just so dynamic. Like, your resume keeps building, and, like, you're the person who did quarantine right. Like,
you know, I taught myself how to, like, ride horses, and now I actually, in the car right here, was like, should I get a grand piano for that end room in my house so that we can just tickle the ivories?
Well, that end room is, like, such an elegant room that nobody sits in because it's, like, too
elegant. I think I need
to
get a grand piano. So I think Janet so too. Can be in her gowns draped over.
Well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Janet is not here. For those who follow Brian on Instagram, know that your best friend, John
Pasta Fazulo
also has, you know, an alter ego, Janet. He does drag sometimes. He's a chef. He's really everything of the sort, and he's kind of eclipsing you. Like, you've really made him, like, a star of your Instagram stories.
Yeah, so people always just say, oh, your friendship is so sweet, and he's so nice. I mean, he's lost weight. He shares, like, his cooking's amazing. So we were in Miami at the end of March, and people were coming up to him on the street. And they
he's
would be like, yeah, like, I don't really care about you. I'm not, like, so John, and I love it. I love, John should be a star.
Agreed.
You know, he's ready to burst.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, being the Dina Lohan, like, get out.
Yes, here. You are stage moms. Like, you are one of those moms from Toddlers and Tiaras.
Absolutely. But I'm concerned now because I'm also a star.
I
and
know.
He's eclipsing me. And all the toasters today were like,
where's John?
Oh, like, we're so excited to have John on the toast.
And I saw you driving into the city with John in the car. And I thought it was, like, a surprise for me that John was going to be here. But he's not here.
Yeah, well, it's been too long since I've been in the studio.
I know.
Next time, I think you should just have John on the toast.
I agree.
So people can get to know him where he's hysterical. He's the best friend. He's the type of friend we never fight.
Yeah.
We always cry. I've thrown my back out crying, laughing with him. And we have so many, like, silly little jokes.
But if we're being honest, there's only room for two stars in the show.
There are. And, you know, from the first time I came on The Morning Breath when I brought you that gift of Theo on the suitcase.
That was the best gift ever.
Have you ever
still
taken
it
on a trip?
100%. People literally stopped me in the airport.
Well, today, I want to be a part of this new viral series.
I don't know if you guys know, I'm literally breaking the internet with my coffee series.
So, I got you a...
What is it?
Drink. I want you to try it.
Oh, you're not going
to
tell me.
Savor it. And then... Don't look!
Oh, sorry.
Try it.
I'm going to try it. I see caramel.
I went to the bathroom when I got here. I guarantee she
I didn't. I swear. It smells good. But you know what I've learned through this whole journey is just because it smells good doesn't mean it tastes good. Brian. Ew. Did you purposely make this taste like duty?
Well, so on behalf of all the Irish toasters, so Brian Kelly, my Irish heritage, that is the Irish cream cold brew.
Great. So I just offended the Irish
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Irish toasters, rise up.
You set me up.
I did.
No,
I thought about it.
This is dead ass disgusting. Like, it's really
It's nice.
Bad.
It's kind of like a French vanilla.
Okay, wait.
Give it another go.
It's, like, so disgusting. I can't believe you would feed this to me. But I think it's really interesting that you brought that up because part of my whole journey into starting to drink coffee has to do with you. Because when you go to Brian's house in Pennsylvania, your fridge is always fully stocked. You also have, if you guys ever saw Extreme Couponers, you know how people downstairs, they have, like, their stock room? You have a stock room. Like, you are fully, like, a hoarder.
But it's, like, full price Casamigos.
And it's elegant as fuck. Like, some of these rooms on Extreme Couponers, like, are so disgusting, you would die. No, like, yours is very elegant. And your fridge is always stocked. And I'm always trying new things at your house. Janet cooks for us. And I drank a coffee one morning. I was just, like, hungover. And I'm like, I don't know what I need right now, but I think it's a coffee. And I never drink coffee. And it was so delicious.
Yeah, the Starbucks cold brew with some almond milk.
I had half and half, obviously. Yeah, but it was so good. I'm like, I think I need to do this more often. And I keep trying to replicate that feeling.
Well, that's the story of our friendship. I mean, being in the BVIs, I couldn't believe Claudia snorkeled for the first time with me.
I had never seen. You were always teaching me new things. It's such a pleasure to travel with you, but to also be your friend, because you're so, like, cosmopolitan, and you're so well-traveled, and you're just, like, a man of many... You've lived so many lives. Ain't that the truth? And so it's been a journey to just, like, be a part of your journey. And we snorkeled. We had the best time.
It was so much fun.
I thought it was, like, crazy. Like, oh, my God, like, the craziest thing. And Brian, like, the day before had went, like, deep sea diving, like, with an actual whale. And the only whale we saw that day was me.
And the number one question Claudia had while we were snorkeling, do you think Meghan Markle has snorkeled?
It's like, a good question.
Of course. Who hasn't? So I would say 95% of people in the world have snorkeled.
I don't think that's true.
You're, like, a well-traveled girly. I was a little surprised.
No, I know. But, like, I'm very much like a park your ass on the beach during a vacation girly, not you. Like, I never sat in my hotel room the whole time we were out. We were doing this. We were going bar. We go to this bar. We're taking a boat. We're on, like, beach drop.
We didn't put it on Instagram because it was too much. We still haven't actually processed it together. We had a Cartagena moment on the boat. Coming home from the Soggy Dollar and the BVI's, amazing bar.
Amazing.
It took about an hour to get there. And it was nice. And
45 minutes. Like, it was super fast on the way there.
For some reason, going home, we took the wrong way around the island. It took 2.5 hours. The rain was pouring in the pitch black. We all had to pee. It was a trying experience.
We all had to pee, so literally we stopped the boat.
We actually had to stop the boat. We all were just...
It was actually so unfair. Like, the boys, like, literally just peed off the side of the boat. But, like, all of us were, like, hanging off of this ladder. The girls,
you didn't get,
like,
into the water, though, did
no,
you?
No, I literally had to pull down my pants and, like, hang over a ladder. It was the hardest yoga.
Did it go down your leg?
No. It was the hardest yoga I've ever done, though. Like, yeah. I was not in shape for it. Erica, who we were with, like, is an amazing, like... She's, like, one of the founding boxers at Rumble. She's in amazing shape. For her, it was nothing, like, this position.
Nothing.
For me, I think I threw my back out. So we have a great show for you guys. Brian is here. We're obviously, we have a bunch of stories that are a little different because I want to talk to you about some of the happening-ons in the travel industry, but then also you're a housewife, connoisseur, encyclopedia, and there's a lot going on in the world of housewives.
There's
like
so
they're much. In Turks and Caicos right now. We are going to get into it. And then at the end of the show, just because you're such a hard man to find, like, we have you here. We have to ask you, like, a million questions about travel, about points. The toasters have so many questions for you. So if it's all right, can we dive into the Fast Five stories?
Let's do it.
Do we have your permission? Without further ado, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. And today's episode of The Morning Toast is brought to you by Olive & June. We are very, very excited to be partnering with Olive & June, the best at-home manicure on the planet. Olivia gave me an Olive & June salon kit, like, literally 3 years ago. I still have it. It is the best nail polish, the best tools if you're looking to do a manicure at home. It's virtually impossible to do your nails yourself. I know you've tried, I've tried, and they look like they have been painted by a five-year-old. But manicures at the salon can be expensive because they always chip. It's just, like, not an ideal situation. And that's why you've got the Olive & June manicure system, and now you know why DIY manis that look salon perfect and always last over 7 days. So the kit comes with everything, nail buff, nail file. They have this great little attachment for the top of nail polish bottles that steadies your hand. They've really thought of everything, and if you're looking to have an at-home salon experience that doesn't look like a six-year-old did it, like Theo painted your nails, check out Olive & June. Their polishes are stunning, like pastel dreams. And with the Mani system, 6 polishes come with it. It breaks down to just $2 a manicure. And if you used to spend like $20 to $35 on a manicure, it's obviously a no-brainer. It is the secret behind nails, salon-perfect nails at home. No guessing, no messy nails, no salon price tag. Now you can get 20% off your first Mani system with code TOAST. Again, your new nail life is here. Get 20% off your first Mani system when you use the promo code TOAST at oliveandjune.com. If you're done with bad, expensive manicures, this is the new one. Check it out. oliveandjune.com, promo code TOAST. I actually really have been using that for a while. It's fabulous. All right, let's dive in because the housewives world is quaking. I'm sure you know. All of the all-stars are in Turks and Caicos.
Now, do we think Kim Richards is going to show up as, like...
Brandi Glanville said that she has not heard or spoken to Kim Richards since December, since New Year's Eve.
Oh,
so,
Lord.
I know.
That's not a good
That's
sign.
Very worrisome.
Yeah.
But Kyle did go alone. She was
Kyle
only...
looks amazing.
That's the thing.
Is that some crafty face tuning?
No. Well, they all, the housewives...
Physical face tuning, like surgery face tuning.
Yeah, yeah, right. The housewives are literally queens of, like, normalizing insane face
right,
tunes.
Let's just talk about Teresa Giudice. I just saw a photo of her. It's almost unrecognizable.
She does edit her fit picture so much, which is so crazy because in person, like, she's stunning and, like, snatched. Remember, she was a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
But she, by the way, she is on this trip. All the All-Stars have jetted off. They are getting ready for a wild ride.
What are they, I just don't understand. They're going to get 4 episodes out of this.
For Peacock. And
color me skeptical.
I would love to hear your thoughts on the casting.
And didn't Andy say that once they start doing All-Stars, it's all over?
Yep. But here's who's on it. And I would love to hear like who your dream cats would have been. Because we have Melissa and Teresa from Jersey, Ramona and Luann from New York, Kenya and Cynthia from Atlanta, Kyle Richards from Beverly Hills. So we have no Dallas, no Potomac, no Salt Lake City.
Ugh.
And it's mostly like OGs. Kenya's not an OG.
But I think they made a huge mistake. I think that's such a snooze cast. Like, you got to bring in fan favorites. I mean, starting with Karen Huger. Karen Huger and the Turks and Caicos. I mean, she could be the only cast. I'm obsessed. That's one of the few Housewives who I love who I haven't met. So just manifesting into the universe that Karen Huger.
We have
DM'd before. And I did, as you know, buy her perfume.
The number one wholesale representative for LaDon.
I've loved Karen Huger from day one. One of these new.
I did not. And you were like, Claudia, you're so wrong. And I'm like, no, I don't see what you see. But in the last 2 seasons, I have done a complete 180. You were 100% right.
Yeah.
So, yes.
I mean, I would also pull Phaedra, Dorinda, and Nene. Like, that's a cast.
The hard thing about all these
women. I actually think we should have the fired Housewives Island.
That would be like a whole separate spinoff. Carlton Jebbia, Joyce, Gerard.
Now you're going a little too far with Joyce.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But the thing is with like all these housewives, it's like these ones specifically who actually got cast are so like, you know, Ramona, like they think their shit doesn't stink. I can't imagine Kenya and some of these women like wanting to hang out with Ramona.
Yeah.
She's not a woman who supports
Kenya
other women.
Is also, who wants to hang out with Kenya?
Not me.
I actually kind of like her this season.
I do not. Like, I am so anti.
Because Drew is just so moronic.
Oh, I'm God, sorry.
That
Drew.
I like her as a person, but the final storyline about the prophet is probably one of the worst, most scripted, cringeworthy, and you're going to hinge the season finale on a prophet texting a friend of?
I agree.
That's all we got, Atlanta?
That is so true.
It's,
and Drew is like being like taking it really personally. But I cannot stand Kenya. Like, nothing she could ever do would make me like her.
This season of Housewives, like, season as in... So, Jersey's pretty good. I like Jersey. But, like, Atlanta and Dallas is so... Like, those two are... Ooh, they need some reboots.
Dallas. But Jersey is maybe the best season in a while.
Literally, this season of Dallas was watching Brandi Redmond embrace her inner Karen.
Yes!
And that's a journey I didn't want to go on.
No, and they do have really good gems on Dallas that don't get enough shine. Like, Stephanie Holman is
stellar. I love Stephanie Holman.
Cameron Westcott is stellar.
Cameron has grown on me so much.
Me too. And Deandra. Like, she's a queen.
I love Deandra.
Honestly, Tiffany Moon actually brings a lot to the show.
She does.
Her house is sickening. Like,
sickening.
If nothing else, she brings
that. Her husband must, because that's not a doctor's house. Like,
no.
She's
an anesthesiologist.
I think he's a tech entrepreneur or something.
I think he is too, because they have that like winery of Three Moons for fun. Like,
but I don't know. I like Tiffany Moon, but she has thrown her mother under the bus,
hit it
in reverse, hit it back in, and the poor mother is just like, I worked hard to put you know, and it's, I get the pain or whatever,
Brian.
But as a storyline, I'm like, okay, stop reversing over your mom. She's so sweet. And she wants-
couldn't agree more. Me and I had lunch with Taylor Strecker yesterday, and we were just talking about Housewives. And she said, wow, she really threw her mom under the bus. I'm like, I literally had the same thing. It's a crazy thing to go on a show on your first storyline. Like, you're literally just going to throw your mom under the bus, who came to this country and probably suffered so much to give you a better life. Like, I totally agree.
What
with
is
that.
Your take on the Atlanta? So when Drew had that awkward conversation with her young son, with the camera crew, with his father, like, look, I get you sign up to a show and you want to show your all, but I kind of was Team Kenya there, where it's like, oh God, we were all like,
it's already a difficult conversation.
There you can put boundaries. I think any good housewife should put boundaries around
when it comes to kids.
It's like, how dare you talk about my kid? And then they're putting their kids front and center for people to talk about. But how dare they?
And then the kid automatically becomes fodder for like social media, and that's not fair.
Totally. And that poor kid, he's so cute,
and
he's just like saying it over and over and over. And mommy wants a different response for the producer, who was clearly, you know, it's.
It was painful.
Painful.
I'm fully in agreement.
If you don't have enough material in your life and you have to use your kids on Housewives,
it's not the show.
This might not be for you.
No, and it's crazy because like children are such like a lightning rod in certain franchises, like Jersey. We're going through this thing right now, and
waking
it's
up in the morning,
thinking about so many things. Can you believe how viral that went?
Oh, because we 6 years ago when it came out, we would always joke about that.
And we've been knowing about it. Like, yeah. The world didn't
And then we
know
also love
it.
When Gia was coming home from camp. It's torture! It's torture! Right. We need to, like, that also, will become the next TikTok viral.
First
thing.
You were one, then you were two, then you were three. Iconic lyrics from the lyricist herself.
You should maybe do an album of covers of Housewives yes. moments. Not Housewives songs.
No. Housewives moments. Look,
put a little vibrato in.
Yes, I love
you
that.
Probably do Melania's song too.
I mean, that song was good.
Yeah.
Come on, Stephanie. Like, and that music video. Ah. That music video where Gia Giudice buys them. Teresa buys them that board game that they all like jump into. Iconic. That was actually a really high quality music video.
It was.
So I definitely we're obviously gonna watch this.
Yeah.
Because what else do we have to do? But
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous too because these women are so into themselves. Because they all think they're the star of their franchise. And the fact that they got selected for this All-Stars makes them even more
certain. Can we talk about Luann holding the center apple? What
Shocking.
A rise.
Well, that's actually a great segue into the next story because Sonia Morgan is calling BS on Luann De Lesseps' claim about her shocking new neighbor. So Luann De Lesseps may have bought a new apartment, but her co-star Sonia Morgan isn't buying her bullshit about her new neighbor. In a trailer for the new season, De Lesseps claims to have been shocked when she moved into her new home, only to discover that she had a direct view of her ex-husband Tom D'Agostino's terrace. During a panel at the Paley Center for Media in association with the New York Post, Sonia Morgan said, I'm going to call BS on that one because I live two blocks from Tom and I knew very well when we were friends. And when she looked at an apartment a block from my place, she knew where Tom lived. So here begs the question.
Well, how would she be shocked? Like,
do you think she knew?
Well, I don't understand. She knows where she used to live.
Right.
And she knows where she just bought a place. In New York City, it's pretty simple. You know which streets align to what. So that's...
No,
I'm going to call it... My favorite term these days is calling it moronic.
Yes, you've said that already. And yeah. By the way, every time
moronic
I hang out with you...
Moronic misbehavior. That's what I call people's...
Every time I hang out with you, I start to talk. Like, literally, all I say now is things are twisted.
Unique. That's my other one. When something is like... You just say, oh, that's unique.
Yes.
That's a positive as well. Unique.
So honestly, hang out. After people listen to this episode, they're going to start talking like you because every time I spend the weekend with you, I come back and I talk completely different. I also am very influenced by the RuPaul's Drag Race of it all, which we also need to talk about. Like the finale. Your thoughts?
So I was Team Simone all the way. My most controversial opinion, Rosé is just not that talented. Like,
that's
he shows up to work, he can do it. But Rosé's mug, is, like in RuPaul's Drag Race, you've got to have it all, honey. Mm-hmm. You've got to transform. You've got to have that star quality. And Rosé certainly is talented, but nowhere near the others. And in his mind, I just think he was so like entitled.
Yes.
And it was like kind of, in my opinion, I was like, he's getting along. Like, it's like kind of like the white privilege of drag. Like, just because
yes,
he's been in this
that.
Like family that supported him and that's amazing. But I don't know, compared, I love Candy Muse, rising from the bottom. Like, I just love a breakout
Obsessed
star.
Obsessed with Candy Muse.
I mean,
like,
dripping with charisma.
And
uniqueness,
personality.
Uniqueness.
Unique. I completely agree with you. I was just more so on Team Gottmik.
Gottmik is iconic, too.
Like, first of all, such style. Like, it's unbelievable. But then I find a lot of the queens who are very stylish and very fashion-y, like Gigi Good, really don't...
Open up. And Gottmik is an amazing comedian and...
Everything.
So
Actress,
much.
Music. Like, she nailed... She won Snatch Game.
Totally.
So,
although that, I was like...
Simone was robbed.
Simone was robbed of a top spot, for sure.
Simone was robbed in the Snatch Game.
And Tina Burner, who I'm friends
you
with.
Love, you
I love,
love
Tina Burner. Look, she didn't do as well as she should have on the season, but like she should not have went home when she went home.
She was so robbed
they
in that lip sync.
They kept Olivia Lux around for so long. Olivia Lux is the most boring,
no.
nice kid, but like...
No, there was a conspiracy.
Oh, I'm a diva. You're not a diva.
Olivia Lux was like someone's kid that they didn't want to send home because I couldn't believe that Olivia Lux made it to top five. That was an atrocity.
She must have had some like secret
some
things
pull.
On the network.
Yeah, like her dad is the exec or something.
Yeah,
like
totally.
There's something going on.
Something.
But
askew.
It was a great season. Like maybe
so
the
good.
Best in a while.
Although don't sleep on UK and Australia is coming out now.
Oh my God.
It should be ready. By the next time you come to my house, we'll have a whole
extravaganza.
Everyone
was talking about, you were like dying for RuPaul's Drag Race UK. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll start it. And I'm watching it. And I'm like, this is like fine. So I come over to your house and I'm like, it's good. But like the only queen who I'm like dying for is Bag of Chips. And you literally turned to me. You're like, Claudia, you are watching the wrong season.
Yeah.
Season one,
season
I guess,
was one
was fine.
Okay. But season two is amazing.
So I haven't had
Thank
the time, but that's on my list of things. And I will also be watching Down Under. because I just love their accents.
Oh my god,
so totally. Good. And like, who do we think is going to be like the first guest celebrity judge? Like, and like honestly, we need
Danny Minogue, not Kylie. Danny.
Honestly, I was going to suggest Keith Urban. We need like an Australian icon, even though yeah. I don't know if Keith Urban watches drag.
But it's amazing on the U.S. I mean, who did we have this year? Anne Hathaway.
ScarJo. Even remotely, like they really killed it.
Yeah.
It's just such a good show. And I'm so glad like
every... It'll make you happy. If you've never watched RuPaul's Drag Race, just like put it on and just enjoy the ride.
I'm trying so hard to get Jackie to watch. Like she would love it. Like the fashion is sickening.
Yeah.
But she just said her content plate is full currently.
Yeah.
We'll see. So we believe Sonia Morgan when she says
yes.
Luann de Lesseps 100% knew what was going on. Next up, a little drama. We're coming full circle. We reported earlier this year about the whole Lady Gaga drama, which was so crazy. But the suspects in the dog napping case have been arraigned.
Thank God.
The gang members, alleged gang members, accused of shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker and kidnapping her French bulldogs were arraigned in Los Angeles on Thursday. James Jackson, who's 18, Jalen White, who's 19, and Lafayette Whaley, who's 27, face attempted murder and robbery charges for the February 24th Dogs for Cash scheme, according to prosecutors. Jennifer McBride and Harold White are charged as accessories to the crime. So this was like a full-fledged affair. There's five people on trial.
Oh, my God. How terrifying. And that dog walker is so cute.
I like, by the way, marry him. I know. Like, after he gets better, like,
I think
I
slid into his DMs wishing him a speedy recovery.
Are you, like, a fan of sliding into people's DMs?
Yeah, from time to time. Yeah, why not?
I mean, because you're single now. We should also address the rumors. You know?
Single-ish.
The rumors are like, are you dating? The rumors are you're no longer engaged and you are dating Janet Pastafazulo.
I'm not dating. Can you address? John Pastafazulo is just my best friend. He's not even my best. He's my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So totally platonic. And then, yeah, so I know I didn't, you know, it was weird. So I broke up with my ex-fiance. It was quick. You know, we had gotten engaged in December. And, you know, things started to get a little, I was a little too idealistic and thought, oh, everything will, you know, having a wedding will make it, you know, we'll get through it all. And we actually did start going to some counseling, but I think it was a little too late.
Right.
And then the pandemic hit. And I really remember thinking like, okay, I'm leaving the city. I had a lot of other stressful things going on at the time. And I just remember thinking, I don't want him to come quarantine with me. And I was like, that's a moment when I probably shouldn't marry someone that I'm not willing to like
hunker
quarantine
down
with. So yeah, I made the decision. He's a great guy. We still are friends. But, you know, I think quarantine was, I needed to slow down. I needed to hit the reset button. I think my life before quarantine was just like, as the wise Lady Gaga once says, club,
another club, bus, no sleep,
airplane, jet lag. So I look back and I was like, I was on a hamster wheel. That was, look, so much fun. I have zero regrets. I've gotten to see and do amazing things, but I was out of whack. I was just always exhausted. So, yeah, quarantine. I didn't get on a plane for 100 days. I didn't have a drink for 100 days. I rescued my dog.
You got a horse.
I've had this beautiful house in Pennsylvania for years that I never actually used because I would live in hotels. And I would sit there and be like, I have this amazing house that I've never used. Like, how out of whack, you know?
Yeah, you're one of the few people I know who is coming out of COVID-19, not only for the better, but like 10 times healthier physically, mentally, spiritually. Like, I think COVID and the quarantine and the lockdown was the best thing for you, like, because you're a totally different person. Like, you're so much lighter now, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's definitely been a tough year, especially with the business. You know, I started the Points Guy in 2010, and it basically was a success from the beginning, always profitable. Last year, you know, we really, you know, business overnight.
No travel.
And travel. And even, I just remember having these existential thoughts of like, what, is it safe to travel? You know, everyone was hyped up and different people on different sides of the spectrum. So even though I traveled safely and I believe and still do believe in safe travel, it was tough. But it reaffirmed, like, to the core, I love travel. I see that travel changes people's lives, employs millions of people. Like, so I think over the last year, you know, your beliefs get shaken, but you come out of it even stronger. And now, luckily, our business is booming. We're on an up.
And you said a million people are traveling a day.
Over a million, yeah, the TSA. So we're basically at 65% of people going through the TSA versus pre-pandemic, which is pretty amazing considering Europe's still closed for the most part in Asia. So that's why, yeah, domestically, there's going to be more flights to Mexico, Caribbean in Q3 of this year than there were pre-pandemic. Actually, 33% more. So the
everyone's
airlines
going to Mexico.
Everyone's going to the Mexico, Caribbean, Florida.
Gotta go. Yeah. You should go.
Hawaii's out of control right now.
So like you're just like living your best life now post-pandemic, and that's not the case for a lot of people. So yeah. Like I'm very impressed by you.
Thank you. Well, I'm fortunate enough to have had this opportunity, and now I keep telling myself as the world reopens, don't mess it up. Don't.
Yeah, literally. And for me, it's like, girl, like stop drinking, get your shit together. Yeah. but back to Lady Gaga, like as dog moms ourselves, this was a devastating story. Like I think it's every person's worst nightmare. So I really am looking forward to justice being served.
Totally. And how crazy is it the woman that returned it allegedly was involved?
Right. Like that was that whole thing. The whole thing was just so shady. Like when they returned the dogs to the precinct.
I just don't understand. Why do you have to shoot someone?
No. Totally.
Like this, like, you know, there's five of you, just club them or something, you know, like in general.
Totally. Like, so unnecessary.
You could have just, like, knocked him out.
No, like, there was a... And by the way, he probably, like...
Tonya Harding. Hit him in the knee.
Yes. Embrace your inner Tonya Harding.
Everyone, can we stop shooting each other?
That was terrible. Like, it was a really sad story. And I think everyone thinks, like, it's your worst nightmare. Like, I have a dog walker. Like, it's literally... And I can see someone wanting to, you know, die for Theo. Like,
oh,
Theo's stunning.
Theo is...
So, Theo, like, there would be tons of, like, drama over Theo. So, like, it scares me.
Is that why you don't walk him?
Precisely. That's why we just stay in the house all day, because I'm just too afraid. I take him outside. He's too beautiful. People are just going to snatch him. All right. So we have two more stories, and they're a little bit more. One of them is travel focused for you, but another is kind of the biggest news of the day. Josh Duggar being arrested, which is brought to you by Skylight Frames. A great way to feel close to people you love is the Skylight Frame. And people keep sliding into my DMs. What is the code for Skylight Frames? The digital photo frame. Please listen. In the words of Danielle Staub, pay attention, please. Staying in touch with those we love is so much more important now than ever. And the easiest way to do it is with Skylight, a photo frame you can email to photos to from any time, anywhere. Anyone in your family can send photos to the frame directly, so it's a great way to keep family members in touch. It's super easy to use technologically, but if you have a parent or a grandparent who is not, you know, the most technologically savvy, you can handle it all yourself. Send photos of the kids, of the dogs. It's really sweet. It takes less than 60 seconds to set up effortlessly, even for the least tech-savvy person. It looks like a real photo frame, and it adds beautiful touches to your home. The Skylight Frame has a gorgeous 10-inch screen where you can swipe through photos with your finger and even tap to thank the person who sent the photo. Skylight Frames offers 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love your Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund. You can preload it with favorite photos for a special Mother's Day gift coming up. This is your Mother's Day reminder. Do not forget. You can surprise them with photos they didn't even know that you had. You do it all from your phone. It's so easy. It's a simple, perfect gift for even the least tech savvy person. Now is a special holiday offer. You can get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com. Enter code TOAST. That's right. $10 off your first purchase at Skylight Frames at SKYLIGHTFRAME.com. Code TOAST for $10 off your purchase.
I'm just going to endorse that gift idea because people always say, you're the hardest guy to shop for. I'm like, I don't want anything physical. Get me pictures of my dogs and my horses. And that's every time is an amazing gift.
And I walked through your home the other day and realized there was not a single photo of me. I just realized what
get
I'm getting you.
Get me a Skylight Frame.
And it's literally just going to be pictures of me
100%.
Solo. And then maybe a couple of Theo.
Yeah.
Maybe some nudes, tasteful nudes of me and Ben. Okay. Kind of like the breaking news.
Well, I guess when the Q&A comes up, we'll talk about our throuple.
Yeah, well, we have to address those rumors as well because the people are quaking. Josh Duggar has been arrested by federal agents in Arkansas in the least shocking news ever because we have been following the torturous journey that is Josh Duggar for the last few years. So they have arrested the former reality star in his home state of Arkansas. No details about the circumstances of the 33-year-old's arrest have been released, but U.S. Marshals detained Josh and placed him in federal custody at the Washington County Detention Center in the city of Fayetteville yesterday at 1 o'clock. No bail was set. The FBI had no immediate comment when reached by E! News. Neither Josh nor his wife, Anna, who recently announced that she is pregnant with their seventh child, have commented on his arrest. He has faced legal trouble before, but has never been charged with any crime. It is unclear if his past reported cases are related to his recent arrest. In 2015, as you know, the show was canceled from TLC, 19 Kids and Counting, after an unearthed, expunged police report from 2006 stated that Josh Duggar, the reality star, was accused of molesting five underage girls when he was a teenager. The victims included four of his sisters, including Jill Duggar and Jessa Duggar. Their parents told Fox News that Josh, their eldest child, had admitted to inappropriately touching his sisters while they slept. He was never charged. So, of course, now we're all thinking, well, what did you do?
This isn't going to end well. These stories just are sad.
And if the FBI gets involved, like, that's not your local police. Like, this is twisted. In your words.
And hopefully justice hopefully. Is served. And at least protect those kids.
I know, and there's so many of them. There's 19 kids and counting, and then all the kids have like 7 kids. So they just keep multiplying, and honestly, like, he's always, ever since that story came out, he's been so creepy and weird. Mm. And I know that the oldest daughter, I think, all their names start with J, and I don't know who is who, but I believe Jessa, correct me if I'm wrong, the oldest one, has kind of separated from the family, and her husband are like very progressive, and they're like TikTokers now, and they're YouTubers, and they talk about how, like, you know, they're really embracing, you know, the LGBTQ plus community. Mm. So the family's like all over the place, but Josh is obviously like the black sheep of the family, but they always protected him. It's so weird. Like,
well, that's what we need to stop doing, is protecting these like predators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So bizarre. But it's also bizarre how like there's no charges. Like, we don't know what he could have like murdered someone. Like, we're just assuming, but like, when are we gonna know? The FBI is like being very tight-lipped about this.
How dare they. It's like, yeah,
no, you're 100% right.
We deserve the information.
We are looking forward to justice being served. And our fifth and final story is coming from a very elite travel website. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's called thepointsguy.com. And the kind of like major breaking news, your Instagram, I'm sure you've been doing like TV all week about it. The European Union is expected to welcome vaccinated Americans this summer. So as of now, if I wanted to hop on a plane to Italy, could I?
No, unless you had like a business reason or family. Where you can go today is Iceland. Greece just opened, although fabulous. We don't recommend going to Greece until the end of May when they actually open up restaurants. So that's the thing. A lot of times you can go to a country, but you may show up and like, what am I going to do here?
Fair.
So wait until the end of May, June to go to Greece. Croatia is also open. I went to Croatia last summer.
Yes.
Stunning, and it used to be so crowded. I will say this, like, I've had some of my best trips in the last year. You know, going to Croatia in August last year when I was, you know, it was probably 10%, and walking through the streets of Dubrovnik with the city to myself versus 8 years earlier when it was jam-packed with cruise tourists. And so, but yeah, this summer, I was shocked by that Sunday when the European Commission president came out and said that. What she said was, it's open, and if you're vaccinated, you'll be able to travel freely between all 27 member states, which
with
is
a mask
big.
Or no?
It's interesting, because in Europe, indoors you wear masks, but outdoors it's never been a thing, which is kind of smart, and like the CDC has even agreed as much.
There.
Here's a couple tips if you're going to think about going to Europe. Let's wait a little bit to see what the rules are. I know a lot of people also have unvaccinated family members who can't get vaccinated, or 16-year-olds and under who can't get the vaccine. What do we do? Well, Greece and Croatia have already said you can take a negative test. So if you're unvaccinated for whatever reason or have kids, you might want to plan one of those destinations. France yesterday just said they'll be opening up June 9th.
Okay.
And then May 17th is when the UK opens up potentially. I talked to CEO of Delta, Ed Bastian. He thinks that...
He's hot.
He's
so handsome.
A really great guy.
When he comes up on the TV, like with the safety thing at the beginning of every flight, I'm like, damn, that's a handsome man.
Yeah.
He also gave up his salary to like...
He's a really like...
Live for him.
He's like an iconic travel industry leader.
Is he married?
Yes.
Fuck.
In any case, so for anyone who's like, okay, when do we book? So you can book now, and you know, I would recommend later in the summer as possible. But don't book basic economy tickets. So all the airlines, you know, when you were in BVIs, you can change your flights for free.
It's amazing.
However,
of course,
not basic economy tickets. So if you're going to book a speculative ticket, book a ticket that you can refund. And most airlines will tell you if it's basic economy, try to avoid that. I would recommend booking a basic economy once we know the dates, the rules, et cetera.
Right.
Do not book non-refundable hotels.
Huh.
You know, book a refundable hotel, because things change all the time.
Totally.
And you want your money back. You don't want to have a huge voucher for a random hotel in Paris if for some reason they shut down again.
But having a huge voucher, because like I keep every trip I go on in the last 6 months, I end up extending just because like I haven't traveled in so long. And I don't mind getting my refund from Delta in the form of a credit. Like, I'll use it.
Because you're rich. But think about people who don't have the money to pay rent.
That's true.
You can't pay rent with the Delta voucher if you try to sell.
So what's the best way to get your money back from an airline?
So first and foremost, I recommend use your frequent flyer miles these days, because in addition to free changes on paid tickets, most airlines now allow you to get your miles back fully free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just get that trip to Mykonos on the books, use your miles, and then you can cancel, change, whatever. It's like buying a refundable ticket.
Okay.
If not, then, you know, if the airline changes your flight time by like an hour or two, you can call and request a full refund. Mm-hmm. They'll say, no, just take a voucher. But you can say, no, actually, I want a refund. And if the airline cancels your flight, you are entitled to full cash refund.
Well,
you can
course.
Also just ask, too. I recommend being extremely nice. Mm-hmm. Delta is probably the nicest of all the airlines. I know tons of people who, during the pandemic, were like, I just can't travel, and they actually did full refunds.
Wow.
But you never get it unless you ask. And I recommend asking nicely.
Yes, I agree with that. It's very painful to be at airports and see people who
How
are
clearly
stressed.
How dare you cancel
stressed.
My flight? There's a tornado coming, but we could still, you know.
Right, like it's the fucking gate agent's fault. Yeah. Like,
or, you know, here's a newsflash, people. Even if it's bright and sunny where you are, where the plane is coming from might be unsafe. So it's like,
right. There's a million reasons, and it's not the gate agent's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also is frustrating to be a traveler and like have your plans like just so fucked, and like you don't know who to be mad at. You know, like you can literally be mad at no one.
Yeah.
So are you going to be traveling this summer?
So right now, I actually have a ticket with you. We were supposed to go to Israel in June, and Israel's interesting. They opened up, but only for group tourists now. I do believe you could, if you have a group of people, you can probably get the approval to go. Or to work with a travel agent. By June, when we're supposed to go, they may change it because Israel's been amazing with vaccinations.
Right, they're almost like 100%.
So that I'm 50-50 on whether Israel will happen because we're supposed to go see Celine Dion.
We are going.
Like, so I'm we started the pandemic March 5th, going to Celine Dion front row at the Barclays Center.
And it's only right that we end the pandemic.
End the pandemic mentally, physically, metaphysically with seeing Celine Dion in Israel.
We have to go. Like we. Have
Celine Dion in Israel, did you just get like chills down your spine?
Going to Israel for me is like such a spiritual experience already. And to see like the queen of my heart,
I don't know if you ever recapped it, but like the experience of Celine. When Celine was coming up to Claudia, by the way, when
guys,
Celine Dion, we were front row.
Of course, because Brian bought the tickets, not me.
And, you know, I've met Celine a couple of times. She toys with us. She gave
you're
me her
groupie,
sweaty.
And you're so visible in a crowd because you're so tall. What? How tall are you?
6'7". So and I like, also wear like obnoxious Versace shirt.
Like literally, like you are so memorable. And she literally, you said, I think she remembers me. And when we went to the concert, she 100% remembered you. Like you're unforgettable.
She like took her wristband off, rubbed it down her chest,
yep.
And tossed it to me. And
literally.
I just remember being like, then my relationship was like coming to an end. I knew COVID was going to turn my life upside down. It was like a full blown, my
it
life was
spiritual.
Out of control, but I was like, I got this. Celine looked
sign.
Me in the eyes and I was like, I can get. And true story, I started the points guy because of Celine Dion.
Yes, this is the best story. Tell them.
Real quickly, so I've been a Celine stan since like 07 when I saw her. She had an album called Taking Chances. The song Taking Chances is iconic. Listen to it right
so
now.
Inspiring.
It will, if you're ever thinking of doing something that pushes you outside of your comfort zone, it's literally she. So anyway, I started the points guy in June of 2010 while I was at Morgan Stanley. It starts taking off. I remember like people were like, you're the points guy. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I was like in my cubicle blogging back when blogging was. And so anyway, it started to become a thing. I wanted to quit, but everyone was like, Brian, you can't, you're about to get VP at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley for a passion project is the fucking craziest thing.
And I was walking through Times Square. I had an out of body experience. Celine Dion Taking Chances played. I went into the elevator in Times Square, went straight to my boss's office. I said, I have to quit and do the points guy full time. And she goes, hell yeah, man. High five.
Yeah.
And she's like, if it doesn't work out, come back instantly. And I was
fabulous.
Like, oh my God, in my head, we always think the worst. And
yeah.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
And then it really taught me like, okay, like we create these crazy, like Sophie's choice in our head when we actually have a lot more options.
So, no, but you're also like such a, and what I've really learned amongst many things from you is like, you are so nice to everyone. Like you build relationships with people. You don't care if they can, you know, if they're, you know, the top of the food chain or the bottom of the food chain, like you were just lovely to everyone. So of course they would want you back at Morgan Stanley because you're a delight. Like who wouldn't want to work with you?
Thank you so much.
It's true. No, it's really,
but I think it's a good message for people out there. Like, and trust me, even at the points guy, like I've been, you know, being nice to people gets you way further than being a brat.
No, and that's in your work life, but also like even at an airport. Like if you're an asshole, like no one wants to help you.
Yeah. There was a guy in college, I was student body president. He created this iHeartBK fan club. I thought he was a stalker, kind of weird, but I was always nice to him. And then he was the one, truly, when the points guy started off, he reached out to me and said, Brian, you're blogging about credit cards. I work for this marketing company for Amex and I can get you in.
Oh.
And because I was nice, like I thought he was a freak and didn't want to ever talk to him, but I kept the relationship open. And then he changed my life by monetizing the blog, which overnight was like, oh my God, this is my path to do
it. Right. And that's how you can really afford to leave your job at Morgan Stanley because a passion project is fun. But if you're not making any money, it's just a passion.
Exactly.
But it's fabulous. And Celine Dion started it all.
Taking chance. And I know Toasters will always say, like, and other Celine Dion songs that we love, Imperfections. Don't sleep on it. It's amazing.
Don't sleep on Imperfections or Courage.
Courage, yes.
Brian, I said to Brian when we went to the Celine Dion concert, I hope she doesn't play any of her new music because, like, sure, it's great, but, like, just stick to the classics. And Brian was like, no, her new album is, like, filled with gems. And she started to play a new song, and I was literally going to go to the bathroom and, like, go get some french fries. And Brian was like, just sit and listen. I sat down, and I literally started crying. Like, it was stunning, because it's all about her losing her husband and her son, right?
Her mom. And also, so Imperfections is, like, the ultimate breakup song, too. So I listened to that song, like, 10 times a day after I broke up with my fiancé.
No, it's inspiring.
And then I also recommend Kim Petras.
For when you want to throw the fuck down. She is an underrated
Malibu,
pop star.
Malibu, Icy, I Don't Want
I
It All.
I Want All My Clothes Designer.
Listen to it, thank me later. She actually did over the pandemic, she did a virtual concert for Red Ventures, our parent, and she nailed it. She was so easy to work with. I love you, Kim Petras, and she's going to be a star. She is a star.
She is a star. I'm
obsessed.
Like,
she should be 10 times better, and it's just feel-good music.
You introduced me to her, as you do all good things. Okay, so I know you're a busy man, and I won't take you for that much longer, but... And I'm sure this happens to you all the time. Like, people just have a million questions for you about...
Bring it on.
Okay. So we're going to do a little Q&A. I got questions on the Instagram for Brian. Brought to you by Jinx, an online dog wellness brand that offers nutrient-rich, all-natural, clean kibble, meal toppers, treats, and dental chews, delivering balanced nutrition in every bite that arrives directly at your door. After all, dogs have evolved from their wolf-like ancestors. They are 21st century omnivores that require both meat and plant-based nutrients, which better suit the lifestyle that includes a lot more sleeping and a lot less hunting. Our dogs' nutritional needs have changed, but their food has not. Our dog's lifestyle and overall activity level directly impacts what they eat. Most foods have too much filler or protein, which means they aren't getting the nutrients they need to thrive in today's environment. Jinx has created nutrition for the modern dog with the right ingredients in the right proportions for balanced nutrition in every bite. Jinx offers a complete all-natural nutrition solution for your pup. Premium clean kibble, it's powered by superfoods, backed by science. They have lean proteins with 20-plus superfoods and a patented probiotic. They are pet nutritionist designed and veterinarian approved. They are savory, limited ingredient meal toppers that provide flavor and nutrient boost at mealtime. It's exciting even in the pickiest eater. That's so true. Like, we know so much about our dogs. I've done, like, dog DNA tests. Like, our food should be evolving for our dogs, and dogs are literally the most important things in the world. So if you are not taking care of them, shame on you. It is the world. So Jinx is the world's first limited ingredient, all natural dental chew for daily oral care as well, which is so important because, like, I always forget to brush my dog's teeth.
But Theo has great breath.
Theo has great breath because he's just, like, shining from the inside out. He's perfect.
His farts don't smell either, I don't think.
They do, really badly.
I took it too far.
So the website is thinkjinx.com. So the code is TOAST50 if you want to get 50% off your first order. That's legit. ThinkJinx, JINX.com. Code is TOAST50 for 50% off your first order. Okay, so I'm just going to, like, rattle off some questions for you because the toasters are quaking. What do you think it's going to take for the U.S. to allow Europeans to come in and come back and visit with nonstop routes?
So I believe we'll hear an announcement within the next week or so from our government. I think we could be letting Europeans in as early as mid-May. That was the rumor we heard a couple months ago. I think our vaccinations are, you know, the numbers are under control. And look, tourism's important, but so many families have been separated.
I know.
And so for people who have been dating someone abroad and can't see them, I'm very hopeful that families will be reunited soon.
Honestly, like, the pandemic has been so challenging for everyone, but I cannot imagine how, like, painful it's to, like, not see family, like, who lives in another state, or, like, a boyfriend. Like, that's crazy. Also, is it terrible to say, like, because tourism is such, like, a valuable economical thing, but I've really enjoyed, like, the city being just, like, a little bit less packed. Is that bad?
It's not bad. No.
I just have. Like, it's so quiet. It's
but
so,
like,
lovely.
Come on, this 12 p.m. curfew?
No, Brian. It was 11 p.m. and then Cuomo was like 12 p.m. And are we supposed to be grateful? Like, I'm like, girl, like,
but
no.
July 4 now, New York
July
opens
1,
up.
They say, like, completely open. I don't know what that means because it feels like we are open.
Do you just want to live in Pennsylvania in June?
100%.
Yeah, we can get into that later.
We'll get into it. Okay, so whenever I tell people, like, about... Because points are very confusing. But the biggest thing that I've learned from you is, like, not to use those portals. Is that correct? Like, the Chase portal?
Well, look, the Chase portal, you know, if you have the Sapphire Reserve, you're getting 1.5 cents a point. I actually use it now because I have so many points when I stay at hotels in the city because I actually gave up my apartment because I'm barely here anymore. So it's not the worst. But the best value in general is when you can transfer to airlines and book first-class seats. But considering international travel is so much down... look, the old rules are out the window. Use your points. They're going to go down in value because there's so many points, so fewer flights. So just use your points and be happy with it. Just don't let them stack up.
Do you get motion sickness?
No.
Any type of like...
No boat sickness. No, I got boat sickness once, never got it again. Never been sick on a plane. I used to be really afraid of heights, not on an airplane, but like... That's even crazy. Now near like a ledge, I get like queasy or whatever.
Have you ever skydived?
No, but I did hang gliding in South Africa off of Signal Hill, which I did it with my dad. He went first with his, and we just floated through the air in Cape Town over the ocean. We saw like a whale jump. It was
wow.
Like, we both, it was one of those experiences. I was scared shitless.
Of course.
But like Kelly Clarkson said, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
No.
And we got down on the ground and it was like, I hugged my dad. It was
oh my God, your dad is so cute. And his name is also Brian Kelly Sr.
He's awesome.
Are you Brian Kelly Jr. technically?
No, we have different, I'm Christopher Kelly. He's Patrick Kelly.
You guys are so Irish. It's so hilarious. Irish.
And by the way, this Irish cream is delicious.
I'm glad you're enjoying it because I'm not. Is there a risk of traveling with kids and them catching COVID?
Yeah, so one of my colleagues just took his kids to spring break in the Bahamas, and his six-year-old got tested positive for COVID, and so they had to stay in their house. They were on this beachfront house, and they couldn't leave the house. So you had to like look at the beach the whole day and just stay
inside. Literally couldn't even go to the beach.
Yeah, so they had to stay until she tested negative, which was like 10 days.
Well, a lot of hotels, I saw this thing.
Luckily, kids aren't getting sick, but
right. But I saw the SLS Bahamar, which is a great hotel for bachelorette parties, is offering if you catch. They're so certain that they have the best COVID protocols that if you catch COVID at their property, they will let you stay for free for 2 weeks and fly you back private to your house.
Well, the private thing is a gimmick. It's like not actually. But yeah, a lot of hotels will either give you 50% off. Like I was for sure like people are going to get COVID just to get a free vacation.
Oh, for sure. No, I literally went, when I heard about the private jet, I wanted to go to SLS and like lick the floor. Like,
but yeah, a lot of hotels will help not only just get the test, but if it tests positive.
Once you've spent all of your points you have on a credit card, what's the next move? You build it back up? Do you find another card with
you get another card? The card market right now is the hottest I've ever seen it. There's like 80,000 points in the Sapphire Preferred, which if you're looking to get like an intro card, that's the no-brainer card. It's $95 a year, but you're getting those 80,000 points are worth over $1,000 in Chase Travel. So there's no way you can possibly lose. But yeah, once you use those 80,000, I mean, yeah, there's a million and one other cards. You know, don't... Just make sure when you apply for a card, you know, you usually have to spend $3,000. Just don't apply for four and all of a sudden you're like, I need to spend 12 grand this month.
So you recommend like one at a time.
Yeah, go one at a time. And look at your score. Your score will have a temporary dip when you apply for new credit, but then it increases. But you must pay your bills on time and in full.
And they say like you shouldn't spend above half your credit limit.
Yeah, I mean, you just pay your bills in full every month. I mean, because if you're paying interest, the points that you're accruing are going to be eviscerated by the interest fees. So to win at the game, you got to be smart. Don't spend more than you
spend
should.
What you have.
Yeah.
And what about cruises? Like, where are we at with cruises? So
cruises is interesting. They just announced from the U.S. The CDC still has to approve it. They kind of gave it approval the other day. But most of the cruise lines are saying, okay, well, screw the U.S. They're going to leave from Bermuda, Jamaica, Barbados.
Bahamas.
And no Alaska cruises, but there's some European ones this summer. TBD, they're supposed to be doing drills this month and in June, like fake cruises where they, you know, we'll see. But cruising will come back, really not meaningfully until 2022.
I know, but you know what? Like, I feel like if, well, actually, no, that makes no sense. How many people usually go on a cruise? Like, on
I mean,
one
some
boat?
Of these ships have 5,000 people. And the thing is, testing, as we all know, you know, within 72 hours, well, great, a lot of things can happen within 72 hours.
And the rapids, like, aren't 100% reliable.
I mean, my friend who I was with, she's fully vaccinated, she tested positive and then was freaked out, and then she went and got two other tests and was negative because she had just got the vaccine. There's like these outliers, but that was
so
like an
many.
At-home one that this company had sent us, so it's the testing is still
turned.
Don't think just be careful with the testing.
This is a very good question that I had. Where is it? Can you give your thoughts on the throuple?
Yeah, so you know, Ben's a very caring guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like normally the big guy in the relationship.
Yeah.
And like once in a while, it's just nice to be the small spoon.
Yeah.
He's a really good spooner.
No, and you guys are both so, you know, different, but like.
Well, we have the same joie de vivre. Yes. You know, we both love food.
Yes. And just, you know.
So Ben and I connect on a culinary level where me and you connect.
On a sexual level.
Very sexual. Yeah.
Okay. So cruises, like you don't think it'll be, because we got a lot of questions.
Nothing till next year, really.
What's the best? Oh, I have to talk to you.
And you have to be vaccinated to go on a cruise. In general.
I have to talk to you. Yeah. because you always say, and I've asked you this, and people always want to know, like, in your opinion, what is the best commercial airline in the States? And you say...
Well, Delta is the best, like, run airline. JetBlue...
That's what you
is,
say.
...is, like, for everyday people, like, legroom, snacks.
So I was in Florida, and I flew home JetBlue, and I really, you know, I only fly Delta, but I was like, okay, like, Brian says JetBlue is it. JetBlue should be okay. And honestly, and this is going to be crazy, it was giving me Spirit Airline vibes.
How do you figure?
First of all, like...
There's TVs, your free snacks, there's tons of legroom.
No, it was... First of all, it was just like... Okay, it wasn't even... Nothing was free. And I was in extra legroom, of course.
What do you mean nothing's free?
Literally, they walk around headphones, $6. Headphones? Headphones are free.
No, Claudia, you haven't flown coach in a while, but in coach, you have to pay for headphones.
And no. No.
They are not free. And maybe on international flights, but every domestic carrier will...
That's insane. Because if headphones
are
not...
That is not a JetBlue thing.
If headphones are not free, then my AirPods should work with the TV. When are we going to get Bluetooth?
I've asked them. It's tough with the so many Bluetooth frequencies and then like the navigation,
right,
whatever.
But then also...
But you can just bring a plug. Like,
you know, Delta doesn't serve Fresca anymore. Can you explain that?
Well, Delta cut back a ton. So they were only serving beer, wine, and water.
Yeah, no soda, but I can get a beer. How does that make
sense? I know. It's cost cutting at the end of the day. Yeah. You know, like Delta blocked all middle seats, which cost them. So they had to cut back extremely on food.
But Delta, I have to say, is like really doing a fabulous job with the seats. Yeah. Like,
but
it's,
May 1,
I hope it
starting
never changes.
May 1, it goes, it's now, they're going to be booked full. Damn. So.
And kind of the biggest thing to happen in the travel industry, which makes no fucking sense, is the attack on dogs. No more emotional support. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, it's tough for people who fly. Well, the problem is, you know, this is why we can't have nice things. Because people brought their turnt-ass dogs that were not trained, not well-behaved. And as we all know, it's not the dog's fault. It's
yes,
the dumbass owners.
There's no bad dogs.
And truthfully, I mean, the numbers show that, like, there were 20,000 dog bites in the sky in, like, 2019. 20,000
oh,
incidents.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, a lot of my flight attendant friends are like, Brian, your dogs are great, but, like, you don't understand. Most people bring on their wild, untrained dog.
Yeah.
It creates a hazard.
It does.
So it's a shame for all the people who, like...
Have good dogs
good
and
dogs
take care of their dogs.
And, but there's always morons.
Yeah.
So, but you can still fly with your dog. Like, if
you have to keep them in the carrier.
No, you should. But you know, you have to look into it. But you can still certify your dog as a service animal. There are ways around it.
Yeah.
So if you're very, you know, do a little research.
Yeah.
I'm not officially
right.
endorsing anything, but there, you know, I see a lot of dogs still in the sky. So
it's so annoying.
I'm sure any toaster will be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
If you catch my drift.
Final question for vaccinated Americans. What are currently your top three places you would recommend to travel within the next couple of months, taking COVID restrictions and regulations into
Iceland. Iceland. I've been twice, once in July, once in December. So two extremes. Loved it both times. Iceland used to be overridden with tourists. It's empty. We had one of our employees go last month when they opened up to Americans. So simple. You bring your CDC card, you breeze through, no testing. And
yeah, it's like, I
Iceland
got this card and I can't use it.
So beautiful. Like, truly, yeah. It is a mystical land of love. And it's like 5 hours. It's like going to LA.
It is?
Yeah, it's 5 hours away. It's like halfway to London. Like,
wait,
less than.
That's like crazy. I thought it was like literally 12 hours.
No, you fly over when you go to Europe. It's so beautiful. Highly recommend Iceland. You know, Croatia is so beautiful. Sickening.
And Game of Thrones vibes.
And Hvar. So Dubrovnik and Split are the beautiful historic towns. Hvar, H-V-A-R, party town.
Really?
It's where electronic music festivals first started. Beach clubs.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful, cool vibe. Toasters.
Will live it.
That you will love, Hvar.
Oh, my God. Got to get to Hvar.
And also, you can rent boats and go. There's all these Croatian islands. Stunning. The food.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cheap. Greece will be opening up. And then in the U.S., the thing about the U.S. is things are packed. Like, you know, you're not going to find a lot of travel deals to Hawaii or Miami.
Right.
You know, I was in Miami at the end of March. It was $2,000 a night.
I was in Florida. Literally, the airport was pandemonium.
So what I would tell people is, you know, if you're in good health, if you're vaccinated, go to Iceland now. Take your girlfriends. You will have the best time of your life.
No, you're right. Like,
take this time as an opportunity.
Yes, because especially we were in the BVIs and it was kind of torturous. Like, so many tests every day and But it was so worth it because we were at this hotel and dead ass, like they said it was 10% capacity. I swear to God, we were the only people there.
And how cool. I mean, I loved it.
Like,
having your own $1 billion resort to like yourself.
Not it was so special. Like, and you'll never get that. So you're right.
And
like,
BBIs are getting much more relaxed May 15th. If you're vaccinated, you have to take like one test when you arrive.
They almost didn't let me into the hotel because like my test results hadn't come back yet. It was torture.
BBIs are very toasty.
Yes.
The soggy dollar.
It's so, and you know what?
Toast central.
I've never been, but you know, you know. You're always going to the Maldives.
Maldives. And Maldives are open, vaccine passport.
Oh.
And even if your friends abroad can't get vaccines, Maldives are going to start offering vaccines to tourists so you can go.
Are people abroad having a hard time getting
vaccinated?
Yeah,
I mean, it's really slow. In some countries, you can't. Really? When I was in Portugal, my friend there was like my age. She's like, right now I'm scheduled for 2023. Yeah, it's like
Shut
really
up.
Slow. So, yeah, Maldives are sickening.
Wow, I didn't know that. I feel so blessed that we're doing
so. And use
so
your
well.
Points to fly like Emirates or Qatar through the Middle East to go to the Maldives.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, and Dubai's also open. I had so much fun in Dubai over New Year's going to a KISS concert.
Oh, yes. That looked like Tunisia. Well, thank you for lending us your expertise. I'm sorry to have taken you for so long. I hope you guys learned something. And I just so... I'm honored and humbled that you spent your morning with us at the Morning Toast. We are so grateful. We really are.
See you this afternoon, tomorrow night,
I'll see you tomorrow, tomorrow morning, tomorrow night. We're going on a bender.
I miss you already.
You guys have an amazing weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show. We deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and we're podcasting. We found us on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Follow Brian on Instagram at Brian Kelly at the Points Guy. Honestly, also on TikTok. Both accounts are fabulous for all travel updates. Have an amazing weekend. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.